Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Retiring Right, where we talk about all the different aspects of retirement, saving money, investing money, planning for retirement, preparing for retirement, healthcare, taxation, you name it. We talk about it, budgeting, anything that you can think of. We try to, at some point, cover. And I am your host, Jeff Sedlitz, president of Family Tree Financial Group. You know, one thing about the Retiring Right podcast, we do not script. We do not use bullet points. We do not write anything out. Everything is 100% off the cuff. It is, let's decide what topic we want to talk about today, and we're going to talk about it. So today I had two in mind. One I talk about pretty regularly, and that is the word option, and I'll explain what I mean by option in a minute. The other is outlets, and we'll talk about that as well. As a matter of fact, you know, I think I'm going to start there. Let's talk about outlets. And we could go synonyms here, and we can come up with other words for outlets. It could be hobbies. Could be just, you know, what are we going to do in retirement? What are our outlets? What are our passions? What are our hobbies? What are our interests? So I am using the word outlets today because I think you need an outlet. I think you need something to do, something that floats your boat, something that keeps you alive inside in retirement, because it's so easy to stop going to work, stop feeling like you have purpose, and to shrivel up and die in retirement. And that's not what you worked for 20, 30, 40, 50 years of your life for. You worked for that right to enjoy the remaining years that we have. So it's important to have a purpose or an outlet. And for some, it could be fishing. It could be taking up pottery or painting or music. Could be donating your time to your favorite charity or church or children's hospital. It could be spending more time with the family and the grandchildren. Could be any number of things, but it does need to exist. You have to know what you're working to not work anymore for. That's a good phrase. I'm going to use that one again, right? What is it that we're working so hard for right now so that we can stop working and enjoy that as much or more? That's the outlet. That's the passion. That's the driving force behind it. So we need that. The other phrase that I mentioned was option. Again, you know, retirement, I say this quite often if you're a regular visitor at Retiring Right. You've heard me speak about this before. Retirement isn't a requirement. It's an option, and you should have that option. The problem is, if you haven't financially prepared for it, then you don't have an option. The option is to continue to work. And for most people, it's not the option that they prefer. Right? Most people, if given a choice, would rather stop trading time for a paycheck. They'd rather do those other things that we just discussed, right? Those outlets, those passions. That's what motivates us. Not getting up to an alarm clock, punching in, punching out, trading our time for a paycheck. And if I were to survey most people, they're not happy with their employment. They're not happy with the rate that they get paid for their employment, the trading time for dollars. There's always something that that could be better. And we're going to struggle through it. We're going to suffer through it. We're going to deal with it until we don't have to. That's creating the option. So what is it? What's the reason that most people are willing to go with a little bit less in their pocket for those 30, 40, or however many years that they're working, and that's so that they can save and invest for the future, for retirement, for that option. And they're going to use those funds, those assets, that bucket of money, to spend on enjoyment, their outlets. That we do with a little bit less today so we can have what we want tomorrow. Makes sense. You know, and I know I bring this up also semi-regularly, my conversation with clients and occasionally on these other episodes. And that is that coming out of COVID, you know, we learned a lot about who did not have their ducks in a row, who didn't have an emergency fund, who found themselves struggling when their job was done away with, when they were furloughed, when they were laid off, and people didn't have enough to get by for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 months until they found something else. We're not talking about 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 months when we're talking about retirement. We're talking about the rest of your life. We're talking about 20 or 30 or maybe even more years. You know, it's not uncommon to retire in late 50s, early 60s, late 60s. Let's say between 55 and 65. And still be here at 90, 95. Do the math. You're talking about 30, 40 years. It's not uncommon to make it 100 anymore. Now, it's still a big deal, and I always say we should always still celebrate that milestone, but it's more and more common to see people make 100, 104, and 106. It happens with regularity. So, are we prepared financially for that? You know, it's the, as I record this, it's the beginning part of July 2022. June just ended, and June is, for our financial services industry, it's Annuity Awareness Month. You know, annuities are an interesting vehicle. They're the only financial instrument that we have that can really give you an income for life, no matter how long you live. You know, when our previous generations went to work, they had a pension in a lot of cases. And that pension provided a percentage of their income for as long as they lived. Very much an annuity. So it provided income. And everybody wants a pension, right? Everybody wishes they had a pension where they worked, right? So that when you stop working, you still get paid. Maybe not dollar for dollar anymore, but you're not working anymore. So you could live on a little less. It's a beautiful thing. Now, the problem with pensions, it costs the companies that offer them a lot of money because they pay the pensions. And they still exist, just fewer and further between now. But the ability to have a self-made pension, the ability to put one together yourself, exists today with companies like mine, Family Tree Financial Group, and others, where we can utilize the financial tools that are available to us, including that of an annuity. And, you know, I'm going to get started on the goods and the bads and the do's and the don'ts, and there's a million of them for every product that exists, including annuities. We're very specific and very particular on which ones we use and when we use them and where we use them, for whom we use them, and how we structure things. But when we do it, know that our clients are protected. Our clients have an income for as long as they should need it. And whether that anticipation is 40 years, 50 years, 30 years, whatever, it's income for life. So, you know, we structure things in the right way for the client. But know that that is an option. Oh, there's that word popping up again. So we have the option to retire, and we have the option to create our own retirement income that we can't outlive. You know, again, I always say this too, it's one of the biggest concerns that people face today is outliving their income, outliving their resources, rather. You know, when you have a bucket of money, and you might have a a good size accumulator, a good size bucket of money. Maybe you've worked hard and you've been able to save, I don't know, let's say $1 million. That was always a magic number, right? Everybody always wanted to have $1 million. Well, is that still the magic number? But let's say you have it. Let's say you have $1 million. And you're used to making, you know, whatever it is, 75, 80,000, 100,000 a year. Well, how long is that $1 million going to last when you think about it in that way? It's not going to be around for very long. Regardless, and, you know, let's also factor in, what if we have a market loss? What if there's a downturn? What if we lose 20% to the market? You know, again, as I speak right now, the market's down over 25% or so this year. I haven't looked this week. We've been away on vacation, but yeah, it's not pretty. If you're entering into retirement, or you're in retirement right now, counting on those assets, and you see a drop like that. So when you're, and in certain annuities, you can have a loss. Those aren't the ones that we would recommend in this case. So the ones that we would recommend in setting up a lifelong income would be ones where you can't go backwards. You cannot. You can't take a loss. So when the market goes down, you don't. Really, really good solution. Nothing's for everyone, but for the right person, the right situation, the right case, phenomenal. So options and outlets. Give that thought in between this episode and our next time we meet, next time we chat, because I really want you to think about, what do you want to do in retirement? Forget the timelines, forget the, you know, how much money I'm putting away, forget about how far behind you think you are in saving, that retirement's not a reality for you any longer, because you should have saved more, you should have spent less, you should have invested wisely. You know, there's a million of those. Forget those. Let's just focus on the outlets. Let's focus on the passions. Let's focus on the reason that you would love to retire if you could. And then let us help you with the outlet. I mean, with the option. Let us help you put that option together, that plan together, and make it a reality. But you have to have the why, the reason. And that's that thing that we're talking about, that outlet, that purpose, that thing that you want to do when you stop doing the thing you don't want to do right now. That's going to work. You know, people think WORK is a radio station. It's not. WORK is what you trade your time for a paycheck for, so that you could live indoors and enjoy air conditioning and a table with food on it. But when you stop doing that, the ability to continue on with that lifestyle takes planning by a professional. It's not a DIY project. Give us a call, Family Tree Financial Group. We're here to help you. 904-657-0896. And tune into the next episode. But your homework assignment right now, think of all the things that you would love to do if time and money weren't an issue. Write them down. Make a list. If you're married, get your spouse involved. Make the list together. What are the things we'd like to do when we retire? If we had the dream retirement, what are the things that we would love to do together? Maybe it's travel the world. Maybe you're so busy working that you never got to see beyond your own zip code. Well, it's almost time. We're here to help. Enjoyed talking with you today. Look forward to next time. Again, I am Jeff Sedlitz, president of Family Tree Financial Group, and you've been listening to Retiring Right. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we will talk again soon.